are turning and go.
It's time for Dents and Dreams, a painless dent repair podcast focusing on how you can use the fruits of this wonderful trade we call PDR to achieve your wildest dreams. I'm John Vidine, your friendly neighborhood dent reaper and host of Dents and Dreams. Now, let's get started.
Let's get started. Indeed. I believe we're live. Everything's showing good here. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties today, but why not on a show all about crypto? Why wouldn't we have some technical difficulties? It only makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got, once again, our special guests, Jesse Brazzi.
There he goes.
Oh, shit.
He's got the spinning wheel of death.
That's not good. No.
Well, there he goes. I guess it's just you and me now. What do we do?
No, so hold on. He'll probably be on. Well, you know, let's see. It's kind of weird, man.
I guess just here and wait. Yeah. I don't know. Because he's not even, I don't see him in the chat anywhere.
Let's
see. I got kicked out of my show, guys. This is amazing. This is just exactly how you want everything to go.
You've been hacked. About
crypto. Man. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
Nothing better. If I get kicked out again, just stretch is what they say in the business. But we got our guests from the PDR for Crypto Facebook page, Jesse Brazzi and Danny D. Espinal. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Hell yeah. Love it. So quick recap. We did a show at the end of the last bull run. I looked it up. It was October of 2021. Hopefully all of our guests weren't aping into crypto at that time, because that would have been bad timing. That would have been October 2021 would have been about the peak of the last cycle. And we thought we better just jump in right before the Bitcoin halving. Which should be tomorrow, if all my research is correct. But I don't know. I think maybe we just introduce ourselves here so everybody knows. Danny, why don't you go first? Tell people who you are, where you're from. I mean, I think most people know you. You're all over the socials and events. And I don't know how to put this, but he's kind of a big deal.
No. I've been around for so a while. I've been around. I'm getting older, so all these guys know. But I'm in Connecticut. I'm Danny Espinal. I've been doing PDR since 01. So was that 23 years? And I run my own shop here in Connecticut. There's a bunch of guys that are good. You know, I'm for the industry, so Connecticut's been pretty good now. You know,
yeah. You got David White on the scene over there now.
Yep.
And he's training your new competition.
Yeah.
Stefan Eshi in the house. You break, I fix.
Yes,
what
sir.
What up? With the newly started Smash Masters podcast. I don't know if you guys have caught that yet, but we got the other Smash Masters host in here as well. Collision Tech Nick. Nick Priest.
Yeah.
I think he just started his own PDR company as well. So that's a beautiful thing as well.
Of course.
Congratulations and good luck.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
For sure. Those things are all wonderful. And so when did you start pushing, Danny?
2001.
Man, oh, man.
Yep. Dordogne days. I think Jesse was on there, right? Jesse, you've been on Dordogne. Were you ever on Dordogne.com?
Oh yeah. I got started in 98. And yeah, I knew about Dordogne in there, so we were Dordogne, and as first, there was all kinds of stuff going on back then.
Yep.
Good stuff.
When did you start, John?
I started in 2010, and it was kind of right at the end of the Dordogne days, and right at the beginning of, Facebook groups and all that. Those things were just getting started. And I didn't really find all that stuff probably till 2013 or 2014, whenever PDR Tool Time and PDR College started up. And then I found the community and changed my life. So
it's funny, man. It's that those guys kind of broke the mold and opened up the can of worms to let the old guard let the information out. You know, like before that, it was all kind of gate kept. You couldn't get nobody would share any secrets. Like, nah, you got to pay me. Come pay for my training. I'll tell you all my secrets. And like, nah. But then, like, after the podcast came out, you know, all of these groups just started opening up, and man, the information just flowed, and man, it just exploded. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild to watch coming from, you know, the tools that we had in 98, glue pulling, and then watching what you have now. Like, wow.
Yeah. It's been a wild ride, man. It's been really fun to see these last 7-8 years of just like pure madness. Yeah. Pure madness. This is Ricky Thompson. He says, yeah, I felt the same way after he joined Real World PDR.
Real World is cool. There.
Yeah. Great group for dang sure. Yeah, gotta love Jim and the boys.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir. Before we jump into all this good fun crypto talk, speaking of, you know, how long we've been pushing, I wanted to throw this thing out here. I've been having shoulder problems. You know, I'm only the young age of 45 here, and I'm already breaking down. Like, just too many reps on the old shoulder. These last two hail years were just crazy. But I got this thing. It's called the Shoulder Reliever. And you can get it at shoulderreliever.com. And it's just this handle with a ball on a string. And I can't do it from where I'm sitting. I gotta go on the other side of the table there. Little demo. You just swing this thing around, and it works out your stabilizer muscles. And I'm only halfway through. There's four different weights to all these balls, and it's been making a world of difference. And Jesse, you were saying too that hanging from like a pull-up bar is really good for that too.
Yep.
And I don't know, guys out there, just take care of your bodies, because
you new guys coming up, yeah, take care of them.
When it's fine, it's fine, but when it's not fine, it sucks.
It's no fun.
So yeah, someone else here is saying stretching is key.
Yes.
It's Robert Biddle. Robert Biddle, our Facebook user.
Stretching and strength. Gotta have them both.
Yes, sir. Just got a set of the Crease Killer tips. I've been a hammer and dolly guy my whole life. Ah, thanks, man. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, you've been using them to knock down. Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you. Who's that? Ricky Thompson. Awesome. Thanks, brother. Much appreciated. All right. So now that my paid shill has dropped a a tool comment in, we can get on to the major subject. No, I don't. I don't know if you guys got any other tech tips or anything you wanted to
get. But Jesse, the way,
but I had to say something about my shoulder because it's been really bothering me.
Jesse's got to introduce himself, so he hasn't introduced himself.
Yeah, my name is Jesse Browsey. Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. My name is Jesse Browsey. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. Like I said earlier, I've been pushing since 1998. I've been doing retail, hail, you name it. Been doing it quite a while. Got into crypto kind of through gold and silver, followed fiat currencies. And this is kind of here we are now, back at it, revisiting crypto again 2 years later. Yeah. Three years later. Man, time flies.
3 years later.
Time flies. I went back and listened to that podcast today too, man. That was that was pretty funny.
Yeah. You laughed at my Shiba Inu. I remember that much.
Yes.
I did so much more research after that, and you know, really understanding how what Bitcoin is, how it is superior to all the other cryptos. Here's my old tech Zach saying "Shib to the moon." yeah, he was with me through all that, but I mean, obviously, it's a set supply decentralized network. It is immutable, and you know, I'm not the best person to describe it. Every time I try to describe it to somebody, I almost confuse myself. I don't know if either one of you can break down Bitcoin in a bite-sized way that is easily understandable. I tried to get Michael Thaler on here, but he didn't respond, so.
Jesse will be a guy, because Jesse, I've learned a lot from Jesse, so, you know, plus the guys that were in there.
Well, it'll probably break your heart, but Bitcoin isn't what it originally is or was. Bitcoin has completely changed, from my opinion, for the worst. The actual hedge against inflation as it was sold, I never really agreed with. It's definitely not a hedge against inflation. It's not a store of value, unfortunately, as the volatility is now going to be completely controlled and manipulated by the ETF market. So Bitcoin has been confiscated by the bankers. So now Bitcoin is now just a commodity or an asset of the banking system. So what used to be something against the banking system has now been confiscated by the very thing it was supposed to be against.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been flipped. You spit out your orange pill, it sounds like, Jesse.
Yep. That's it, man. Yeah, everybody, you know, the last bull run, everybody was talking about, you know, it has to be adopted by retail. You know, if in order for Bitcoin to really become something, it's got to be accepted by retail. You know, it never was. It never has. You know, Venezuela, I think, is what it is supposed to be the Bitcoin capital of the world right now. And yeah, there's some Bitcoin being sold for goods and services down there, but, you know, it's still
I think it's El Salvador.
El Salvador, that's right.
El Salvador.
Right. Yeah. It's still a side currency. You know, it's still something that runs parallel to the existing fiat system.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Well.
So, yeah, and so why do you think it's not a hedge against inflation then? If it's a fixed supply, whether it's, you know, being sold in ETF form through Wall Street, it's still a fixed supply. So how is it inflation going to still corrupt Bitcoin?
Oh, inflation won't corrupt Bitcoin. And inflation, that's the other issue is you're still measuring Bitcoin in U.S. fiat.
Mm.
Yeah. Until you start talking about trading Bitcoin for gold or silver, a real asset, then you're just talking about a digital currency against a fake paper currency. So really, you know, the saying was, is you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, in one hand, you have your paper dollars. In the other hand, you have your Bitcoin. They're both nothing. You have nothing. So until you can price Bitcoin in a different asset that you can trade it easily for and quickly for.
Yeah.
What do you really have?
You got nothing. Well, and you know, it's like you say, I mean, the US dollar used to be backed by gold. And I believe it was 1971. We got pulled off the gold standard and became a fiat currency. Backed by the full faith of the U.S. government, or backed by the biggest gun in the world, the biggest army Earth has ever known, however you want to see it or say it. But that's what the U.S. dollar has been backed by. And, you know, now obviously we've got the BRICS nations angling to be able to buy oil, most importantly, in their own local currencies. So, and obviously the Federal Reserve banks are just printing their fiat currencies like it's nothing. So that devalues the fiat. But now you're saying that, and I have not heard this angle, that now that Bitcoin is in ETF form, that it's going to be deemed worthless. I've heard people say that the ETFs are actually a Trojan horse, and because we're allowing more mainstream adoption through the ETFs, that that's actually going to cause Bitcoin to grow more and make more people do more research and actually self-custody and actually use the network the way it was meant to be. But obviously Jesse doesn't feel that way. This is hard for me to hear. I'm going to go get another beer. Tell me, what's your angle, Danny? How do you feel about all
this? Well, I would have had like 3 or 4 Bitcoins, but you know, I diversified mine. I just bought, I'm big into XRP. So the government's trying to mess with them, the SEC. And so I'm still believing in that. I know a lot of people are talking negative about it. But I believe that it's going to come up because now they're putting in money, something like liquidity, so they were talking about the other day. And I was like, okay. But I've been holding for like 3 years, dude, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And not everybody holds on. But I got into Bitcoin just before all this, jump, that recent jump. And because of this halving. But I wanted to see what's my next, what's the next step? You know what I mean? Because like you absolutely said, we were talking the other day, they're trying to do something behind the scenes, you know, because everybody's talking about it, the having. There's always somebody trying to, do something for that. So hopefully
it could be a little sleight of hand, you know. Everybody's talking about the having over here, and then over here they're picking your pocket. They're promising you the moon with this hand and picking your pocket with the other. That very well could be. There's 20 some odd thousand different cryptocurrencies out there. Most of them would be called shit coins. That's what Jesse would have called them last time we talked. But now apparently Bitcoin is even a shit coin in his purview.
Well, they're all shitcoins.
Are you invested in all right, fair enough. Are you invested in any crypto or are you, I mean,
metal?
What is your what are you bullish on, Jesse?
I'm bullish on Bitcoin, don't get me wrong. It's a commodity, okay? You know, that's all it is now. It's no different than pork bellies and orange juice. So I treat it like that. You know, so because it's no longer store wealth for me or a hedge against inflation, I've diversified that part of my portfolio back into gold and silver where it belongs. So, you know, I'm exchanging digital fiat gains for hard metal that I can take home and I can actually hold. So I'm using the fake stuff to make more of the real stuff.
Gotcha.
That makes sense. That's good.
Yeah.
So I'm trading it. I still have some Bitcoin.
Gotcha. And are you doing more of a day trading kind of scenario? Not a DCA buy and hold.
I'm not
trading up and down.
Oh yeah, I'm just riding the wave. It's been straight up. It's just the last 2 years has been insane. You know, the last year particularly has been actually incredible. So absolute disbelief. So yeah, it's just buy and hold, man. You know, it's not done yet. You know, I'm waiting on it. When it crashes, it's going to be hard and it'll be fast, but right now just ride the wave up. So that's what I'm doing. I had my bags packed a long time ago. I had assets placed where they needed to be. Caught the wave just to the right spot, and we're still riding.
Nice. Yeah, I wish I would have known. I would have got into gold a while back. Probably when it was like $600. I had opportunity, and I was like, well, like everybody, $600. You question it. You know, what is it now? Like, gold is what,
2,300 bucks.
2,400.
Yeah. 23, 24. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's in another.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be back. But that's why, you know, I'm diversifying. That's why I got into crypto. I mean, I was talking to him the other day. So I got in it, you know, just playing around. You know, I made money here. Then I bought this one. And what I have now, I'm like, I'm actually happy. You know what I'm saying? And just keep moving. But I'm really investing in the, you know, infrastructure of crypto. That's kind of what I'm getting into more in the coins. You know,
do you take Bitcoin as payment for your services? You accept Bitcoin as a payment?
No. I mean, if someone told me, I'm like, why not? Yeah.
Why don't you take Bitcoin as payment?
Well, because I don't think nobody has, I haven't had nobody come up to me yet. Actually, I did have one guy, but.
So.
Yeah, it was one guy, but then I was like, well, you know, I kind of questioned it. And he was like, no, it's okay. I'll pay you whichever way you want.
See, I advertise, you know, I take cash, credit, crypto, gold, and silver. You know, nobody's paid me in Bitcoin. Nobody's paid me in gold and silver. So, you know, where's the use case for Bitcoin? You know, it's so popular. If it's so, everybody knew about it back, you know, 3 years ago during the last bull run. You know, if it's so popular, where's the retail adoption at? There is none. There's no retail adoption. It's not institutional. It's not completely owned by
institutions. We're too early.
Yeah, still.
We're too early in the life cycle of the asset class, and that the volatility is such that nobody wants to spend their Bitcoin on a dent repair or a hat or a cheeseburger,
right?
You know, because it could go. It's gonna. I mean, I don't know what your price prediction is for Bitcoin at the end of this bull run, but you know, 150 to 250 is kind of the most common predictions I've been hearing from the experts. So. Why would I give you something that is $60,000 today when I believe it's going to be $150,000 in a year? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there's the crutch of the matter right there. Hawk.
Yeah. So, but the idea is that once we get to the end of this adoption curve, then it's the volatility is going to level out, and we're going to have a better understanding of what that value is, and then the use case is a little bit easier to see. But even still, I think more likely it'll be some sort of CBDC or stable coin that will actually be implemented by all of our friends. Look at this. We got two Golden Mike Award winners in here. Ryan Schutt. What up, Shuddy?
What's up?
And Andy Patrick. And Andy Patrick. Daddy. What up? What up? Thanks, guys, for joining. And Daniel Krause in the house. Got to meet him at the last... Another ringing endorsement for Reaper Tabs. Thanks, Daniel. Much appreciated. I should probably read those comments before I put them up on the screen.
yeah.
Hey, those things are better than gold. They make you money. They make you money. So keep on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Keep on keeping on. Oh, geez. Well, as long as we're putting them up. Thanks, Stefania. Geez, Bitcoin's broken. Purple crease tab broke one. Those are hard to break. That's pretty impressive. Man, this is, I mean, I'm getting kicked off my own show because my Wi-Fi sucks. Now, Jesse tells me Bitcoin sucks after I've been buying it up for the last 2 years. Man. And apparently my tabs are just breaking left and right. I mean, this is not my day. You know, I've had better days.
Yeah. But so Jesse, but what are you like? I know everybody invests differently, but what are you? You do you have any crypto or no?
Yeah, I still have some crypto. Yeah, I got some Bitcoin. Yeah. I got some Phantom. I got a little bit of Ethereum. I still kept some bags from the last bull run. You know, it was. So, you know, some of the stuff I bought was so stupid cheap, it still hasn't hit those lows yet. So, I'll just keep it and ride it for a while. If it hits new all-time high, I'll sell it again. You know, it's I forgot about it. It was even there. But, yeah, I still have crypto, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I still trade it, too. I think the last one I said is, what was it? Don't marry them. Just trade them and date them.
We have to post, we have to make sure that you put a PDR for crypto up there so people will join, you know? Because I know there's other guys, that, you know, that, and they can share their knowledge or whatever. The comments here. Yeah, you know, it's for all the, for the PDR world, you know?
Absolutely. I'm afraid to click on another window right now because of my Wi-Fi issues. But no. I'll make sure to put it in the comments, and I'll pin it at the end of the show here. But I think, you know, most importantly, what guys need to realize is that, you know, investing as a whole, whether it be Bitcoin, gold, or you know S&P 500. Whatever it is, you should probably start doing it sooner rather than later. I mean, like I said, you know, my shoulder's wearing out, all this other stuff. I mean, I don't know. According to Social Security Administration, I got to work until I'm 67 now. And I'm having a hard time imagining making it another 22 years. I mean, you know, we've seen it with different guys in our industry that, you know, have had some pretty serious medical issues. So as I light up a cigarette here, but the important thing is that we do start investing soon. You know, like, you know, get your IRAs in order. Get your, you know, I just started a health savings account, HSA. It's triple taxed advantage. Those are key as well. So do what you guys can to get that money right. I think his name is Kanye. I don't know how to say it, but he sings a song that says la 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 la, wait till I get my money right. And it's important, whether it be gold, silver, Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP. I like ICP. Do you know anything about Internet Computer Protocol, Jesse? Have you looked into the tech side of that world?
I did, yeah, back when it first came out, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. It was a very, very popular coin back at the time. Yep.
Yeah, but it's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Solana? I had a bunch of those, and then it was just stagnant for a while. But and then I changed, and all of a sudden, it's the number what fourth coin or whatever fifth coin. I'm like, son of a gun. You know.
So
yeah, yeah, dude.
So has ICP done anything for you guys at all, John? Has ICP done anything for you? Have you used ICP on a real world basis?
I have not, but I know you can host websites on chain, and they're doing games on chain. Everything's on chain, and Stefan thinks it's the insane clown posse. I'm not. I don't celebrate their entire collection, but what ICP has done for me has gone up in value. I bought it at like $4.
All right.
Significantly higher than that now,
but you haven't used any of the infrastructure.
I've not used the protocol, no, and that's just me being lazy. What I do need to do is get in there and download their native wallet and start staking and utilizing it. But
but that's what I mean with this crypto stuff. You know, all you're doing is creating a place to put tokens. You know, that's it. You're not using it at the store. You're not checking out with any of this information. You know, you're not actually creating a website on this infrastructure, and you're not sending that out to the world for them to use. Nobody is doing any of that stuff with crypto. And the thing that the last bull cycle was clear about was hype. You know, everybody had a project. Everybody had a solution for a problem. You know, there was a coin or a token or an exchange or some sort of protocol that was going to take care of some real-world issue. What?
ICP is.
Yeah.
So they're decentralizing compute power. And, you know, the further we get down this AI rabbit,
Amazon Cloud already does that.
Compute.
Microsoft Azure already does that.
No, it's not. Azure and AWS are similar but different, because that isn't decentralized. All their servers are in one building, and it actually wastes or underutilizes a lot of the compute. So, you know, you can have different programs running different places and using small chunks or canisters, as they say in the ICP world. At least the way I understand it. And I don't know. I don't know why I'm trying to talk you into it, because I barely understand it. but just enough, I think, that, when I read and or listen to the people that do, it seems it makes a sense enough to me that I bought a bunch of it when it was $4, and I don't, you know, we'll see how high it goes, but I don't know. I think that one has promise. That's all. I think it's better than any of the other layer ones, as it were.
Yeah.
Just my two cents. And again, this is not financial advice. I don't think we said that up front, but yeah, this show is not financial advice. I'm just a idiot in an orange hat, And, you know, Danny and Jesse are infinitely smarter than me. And I would they would agree that they're not giving anybody any financial advice.
You
got to do your own research. But the important thing is to get in the game. And, you know, start investing, grow your money.
But what I could tell you, Jesse, though, is I see your point, and it's true. But you can agree now that at least is being accepted more because crypto is out there more. You know, the word crypto is on TV, is on all these people's shirts, is on that. Is it a plan, whatever? You know, but it's out there, and people know.
Yeah. Well, and more and more it is being utilized with.
Yeah. People are afraid, obviously, because, the other people say, no, that's a shit coin. It's a shit. But meanwhile, you got the freaking government going in behind our backs, buying up billions and billions of dollars.
It's being used more.
His internet's gone.
Wow.
You got to put that antenna outside, man.
Yeah, you got to wrap your tinfoil up a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
So he's good for about every 20 minutes dropping out. He'll come back here in like a second.
Yeah, he'll go out.
But that's funny. So yeah. To what you were saying, compared to the last bull run, it's not being talked about like it was. The chatter is all coming from the banking and the CNBC side, the NSNBC side. The financial media, that's where all this current crypto hype is coming from, because Bitcoin, the Bitcoin ETFs only benefit the financial institutions. So that's where all the hype is coming from. So the hype is coming from the influencers who are kind of getting, pushed from the bankers a little bit to hype this ETF. And that's the only reason it's really in the market right now. Inflation is so high. That's what people are talking about. They're not talking about the price of Dogecoin like they were in the last bull run. They're not talking about Shiba Inu. There's not the same amount of hype around the shitcoin creation, and there's also not the same amount of hype around the NFTs that there was the last bull cycle as well. So where's all the sticker packs? Where's all the cool little avatars that you get for 5 ETH? They're not here this year, and the altcoin cycle hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So I kind of disagree with you that more people are talking about crypto, but I do agree with you that more people in the banking industry and the financial industry are talking about crypto because they want to capture that money transfer is looking for some place to go.
And correct.
They're going to Bitcoin right now.
It's just funny the way it was where back in the times where we were, they're talking, oh no, this is bad, but then the freaking government starts spying,
Well, yeah, the last bull run, the bankers were shitting on cryptos. The bankers were just absolutely dumping on cryptocurrencies. They're like Warren Buffett and his little henchmen, are like, this rat poison. So, and now, the bankers have embraced it. I mean, it's been compromised. It's been taken over. It's a commodity now. The ETF has failed Bitcoin in its initial white paper stance. So it's bad. It's completely different cycle. It's completely upside down. The cycle. It's pretty incredible to see. Hey, there he is.
And we're back.
Yes, sir.
I had to go inside and reset my router. Hopefully that works.
Yeah, sometimes.
I apologize, guys. I don't know if it's the storm or what's going on here, but or maybe, maybe it's the world. Old Klaus Schwab wants us to own nothing and be happy, so he's trying to shut the show down. Who knows?
Facts.
Black Rock, all these freaking guys. So,
oh, there he goes.
Yeah. He froze again.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, poor guy.
He's gonna get out. But
I think he needs to drop a wire down. He needs to drop a wire down from the ceiling, connected right to his computer. Yeah. His Wi-Fi is out.
There he is. Oh, he's got Wi-Fi. Okay. Yeah.
More tinfoil?
This is tough, boy. Shouldn't have said that name. Don't say Voldemort. Man, oh, man. What a shit show. I apologize. But, yeah, so time to get the Starlink for my garage. Thanks, Zach. I'll look into that. I'll look into that. Speaking of which, good old Elon, he's working on a humanoid robot. Did you guys see the NVIDIA press conference with the 9 different companies that are all using their AI robot training software?
No.
Dude, it's crazy, bro.
Is that the one where it's kind of like folded up, backside down, and it comes up?
He froze up.
This is just brutal. Everything.
There you go. Hey. What internet do you have, by the way, man? I got Comcast. You got, what do you got over there, Jeff?
Spectrum.
Oh, Spectrum, yeah. What kind of internet you have up in Michigan? We can hear him.
Terrible. Terrible internet.
So I'll tell you, that's but
how you got bad pollen up there, Danny? You got pollen season up there?
No, it's kind of starting. So you know the trees are blossoming and so you probably another week or two you want to watch, but
we're going through the tail end of ours, man. It's been bad this year. Yeah,
is it bad?
Yeah, it was bad this year. And we got cicadas about to come out of the ground.
Yeah, that's the next thing. That's what I've been hearing.
You got cicadas around? You have cicadas come out near you?
In the summer, I hear them. So if this is gonna be a bad season, let's see. Yeah, let's see what happens. They don't bite. They just.
What? I read that there's some places that are going to have like a million of these things per acre.
Oh my gosh, dude. Damn, that's going to suck. I smoke cigars sometime outside. That ain't going to happen if that's like that.
We're near one of those places. Like there's one of those brooding spots pretty close to where I live. So we're probably going to get some of it because we get a lot of cicadas in the summer anyway, but this year might be nuts.
Yeah. Take a video. That's like history. Supposedly, I forgot how many years, I first time I heard about that, I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I never heard about that before. Yeah, I guess it happens every 13 years or something.
Something.
Nuts.
But yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, no, you're in South Carolina, right?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, yeah. So the trees, like we're getting, you guys. How's your trees looking? Already blossomed? Everything?
Yeah, we have blossomed and we got green leaves now. Everything's like almost summertime.
No, it's not. We're like you guys in the beginning, you know, with the what, like in Washington, D.C., you know, they get the first spring, you know, tree buds and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going down the mountains or around the hills a lot, you'll start seeing like it's turning a little green. So.
Yeah, it's just the best time of year, man. Best time of year.
I need some heat. I want some heat already.
Man. Oh, I know.
Get tired of that cold.
It's cold in the wind, man. I hate it. The older I get, the more I hate the wind.
Yeah.
The cold in the wind.
Same here. Yeah, I think that's why a lot of older folks go down to the warmer weather. I mean, at least you guys are there, you know, North Carolina.
It still gets cold, but you got to shop though, man. So, you know, when you're pushing inside a shop and you got to go outside, it's like, it's not the same, man.
You get babied. When you have a shop, you get pampered, spoiled. Man.
Spoiled.
Yeah. You know, I've done it all. I chased hail and, you know, I've been out there, it froze my butt and all that. But now, like you said, now when you have the shop, I'm like 65, it's nice, you know?
Yeah.
You know? In the summer, it gets too hot. Okay, so you close the garage doors. It's still good because I got high ceilings.
Nice.
So the heat stays up there.
Is your shop air conditioned?
No. But I can if I don't open the doors, like you know, I'll get a car in, I close them. In the summer, it'll stay around 70.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So once, but once I open it, the, you know, the sun hits the cement, that'll radiate the heat. It gets hot right away. Then I got these big fans, huge fans, and I just circulate the air. That's it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. The humidity down here is so bad. We got to have air conditioning. Can't get anything done.
Yeah, you didn't get. Did you? You got your shop, right?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you doing? Good.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Doing ceramic coatings, PPF, dent repair.
Who's doing any PPF?
I got a guy comes in, does it for me.
Gotcha. That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's so nice. So nice.
Definitely. That's a great investment. I tell people. Meaning, you know, as a customer, it's an easy sell because, you know, especially for that picky customer that don't want no chips. I'm like, invest, you know.
Oh, people are PPF. Crazy about, oh, people crazy about rock chips, man. Yeah. Insane about rock chips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's
us older folks stay in the South. Yes. Yes, we do. We stay in the South. It's warmer. Somebody in the face group said, no, us older folks stay in the South. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay in the South.
All stay in the South.
Stay up north. All you Yankees stay up north. We don't need any more.
Yeah. Then this guy's up north too. Well, he's in Michigan, you know.
Bro, but, I hated working up north. I hated working up north because it's always so cold. I remember Chase and Hale. There was a couple storms in New Jersey, like right after 9/11.
Yeah.
And we got snowed on. We were working outside in a tent. Dude, we got snowed on. Dude, it sucked, man. It was always cold. The glue never worked because the cars were always so freaking cold. Oh,
yeah. Like
cracking paint. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. Well, these past couple of years, it's to me, the, you know, from the other years, it's been mild.
Has it?
You know, yeah. Like, normally we have a lake, Candlewood Lake, and it freezes over, you know, but the past couple of years, what, maybe like 1 week, it was like 30s, and that's it. Not it's the people, they go out there ice fishing. They can't go out ice fishing. Hmm. You know, there's no ice. You know, it's like, so that's good. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the only thing is we're getting a lot of, this year is more wetter, I believe. Last year wasn't too bad, you know. So.
Yeah, this winter wasn't too bad. I thought it was going to be a whole lot worse.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I take it. Anytime it don't snow, man, I'm good. Some people love snow, though.
Yeah.
They like.
So, apparently, I guess we're squatting now on his podcast. So now that we're squatting on his show, do we have his rights? Do we own his podcast? Because we just own his show.
Like,
now.
Let's go. Let's take it.
Like, are you getting reports of people squatting in people's homes and they can't kick them out in your area?
Oh, in New York. So I Googled right away when that shit happened. Because, you know, anything that happens in New York can jump into Connecticut like nothing.
Right.
So there's no, that doesn't happen. Here, you look, are there squatting laws here? Like, no. You do that, you're going to get your ass arrested.
Yeah.
But I think they're changing that law in New York now.
This is crazy, man. That's insane.
Yeah, dude. That's insane, dude. And I was born in New York City, so I'm a tough mother freaker. You know what I'm saying? If I don't know what I would do in that situation, something's going to happen. You know what I mean? Because I own the house and you're in my freaking house, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Get out, son. Get out. Yeah. There he is.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, it's easier for me to just join from my phone. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. So they're here.
It works. It works.
Where the heck are you? You look like you're in a bar or something. Oh, you're downstairs?
No, I'm still in the garage. You know, we got the failing laptop next to me, but every time I connect it, it kicks me off. So I don't know.
You sound more cleaner too. Like your
voice. Audio's better.
Yeah. Audio. I might have to just, I don't know, trade in some Bitcoin and go buy a new laptop, it seems.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, trade that fake digital in for something real.
Gold. Okay, so Jesse wants us to hang around like Mr. T back in the days with gold chains and stuff. So they're like, you know, they're gonna be fighting gold.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There is that Martin guy that made one of my tabs into a gold chain. I could maybe get one of those.
Start selling some gold tabs, man. You know?
There we go. There we go.
I think this guy has one from in Chicago. What's his name again?
Yeah, oh, Dave-O. Dave-O's got Dave-O, one with Dave-O, diamonds Dave-O. In it, yeah.
With a diamond, yes.
Yes, yeah.
You know? I guess he had it specially made.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was... Some guy in Chicago is the one who actually had them made, and I couldn't pull the trigger. I said, why would I buy one of those when I could buy, you know, 0.1 Bitcoin with it? So,
yeah, because I don't know how much it's worth it is to make, but it's up there, I believe, right?
Yeah,
depending on the diamond.
Yeah, diamonds, type of gold you get, all that stuff is adds into it. I think I got a.
Yeah.
I got a tripod over here. This holding my phone business is not for me.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah, so I don't know what I missed, guys. This is just, you know, preposterous.
We kept it going. We were talking about squatting laws. You got any squatting laws over there?
Oh, like squatters' rights? I don't know. You know, it's been a long time since I rented, and I never took advantage of any of that, and I don't own any, you know, investment real estate. So,
we were squatting in your podcast while you were dropping out.
Ah, I got you. You guys got squatters' rights. The new hosts of Dense and Dreams, Jesse Brazzi and Danny Espinal. I'll hand it off to you guys. You'll win a golden mic in no time flat. It'll be an amazing thing. You'll be just as famous as Alex Kakulis, the Golden Mike Award winner from Dent Digest after seven
Alex.
Episodes.
Mr. Arizona. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. So, yeah. I don't know what all I missed. So, I don't know how or what to contribute to the conversation anymore. But, I guess, you know, we're getting close to wrapping up anyway. We're damn near at an hour. I don't know. What did I miss that was super important? Probably all of it. I'm just gonna have to go back and rewatch.
I was just talking about the money flow from Bitcoin and how the previous bull run, the previous cycle. The hype was completely different. The hype came from the last bull run was more public generated. It was a lot more social media generated, a lot more influencer generated. Where this cycle, as I was telling Danny, is more financial and banker generated. And the financial institutions and the bankers are kind of pushing the social media narrative that, you know, Bitcoin to the moon. And you don't have that organic Bitcoin hype in this cycle that you had from the last cycle. It's been more manufactured. So that's what we were kind of touching on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't disagree. But, you know, there's a lot of changes coming to Bitcoin, too. I mean, we've got ordinals now. There's some layer twos popping up. Have you heard of STX, Stax, and Merlin Chain? And so that now they're saying that, you know, DeFi is going to come to Bitcoin. And that'll be interesting to see. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I do have some stacks, and I am stacking my stacks, earning Bitcoin. So, I mean, I make like $7 or $8 worth of Bitcoin every couple weeks, so it's pretty substantial. I don't know. I don't want to brag, guys.
Hey,
all adds up.
Adds up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Adds up.
But yeah, I mean, I guess free money or passive income, as they would say. I guess it's not free money. I had to buy it anyway. We won't get into the weeds on that semantics, but
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see, you know. And I've heard a lot of people say that this is a front run halving cycle because everybody's anticipating the halving this time. So And then, you know, some people are saying it's going to be a super cycle and we're not, we're going to go straight up and to the right for the next 10 years, like gold did when it first launched its first ETF. So who knows? Who knows who's right?
Yeah.
We will just have to wait and see. But I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about my position now. It was always my intent that I was not going to buy any more after the halving and just kind of sit on what I got and see what happens and kind of ladder my way out the same way I laddered my way in. So I don't know.
Well, you're in a better position than when you started. So,
Definitely. Yeah. Well, it took me
4 years ago.
Took me 4 years to load up my bags, and now I'm sitting at the gate waiting to see when do we board? When do we board this plane to the moon?
Shit, I'm waiting, man. I'm like,
let's go. I'm ready to unload mine too. Been carrying it long enough.
Yeah.
Jesse's got some good medals. He's been having medals for a long time, right?
Long time. Early 2000s, 2001. I started buying.
Dang,
hot diggity. Do you hold it physically? Are you doing coins or are you doing the ETFs or both?
Coins and bars. Right now, coins and bars.
That's awesome.
I am taking all possession.
Hot diggity. Mm-hmm. So when you open the vault door and get out onto the end of the diving board, do you put on a Scrooge McDuck outfit or do you just
I grab my pickaxe still over my shoulder, I put my hard hat on, I gotta chop my way in. Let's
get going. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Yeah, that's one thing I never did get into, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe we have to start.
It's never too late. Never too late. Silver's gonna go to the moon.
Silver, what's silver at now? Back 4 years ago, what was it like? I forgot.
20,
what it was.
It's about $28 right now.
Yeah, so it was. Look at that. It was. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. $7 or something like that. That was like 4 years ago.
Oh, it was cheap. Yeah, it was cheap a long time ago. I mean, like a couple. it was. $15. Like, bucks. I was like, I'll wait till it comes down to 12.
That's what happens. I'll wait, and next thing you know, boom, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, here we are, $28. Bucks. Next stop, 33. Next stop, 50.
Yeah, I'm going to start buying some silver because that's what's going to happen. That's like gold, you know, okay, gold.
And it's happening now. Yeah, it's happening right now. Bitcoin is selling off, and gold and silver are going up. It's happening right now.
Yeah, gold just hit an all-time high just the other day. I saw or heard. So where do you acquire said coins and bars? Do you go down to the gold guys in the strip mall or is there a website or?
So my financial advisor, I've known him for 20 years now, and he's a direct broker with Fidelity. And he orders directly from them. So I'm able to get really good pricing on silver. I'm not paying some of the crazy premiums that people are getting because he's bought so much over the years. He knows the right people that he's able to get around that. So I've got a broker that does that. So but the average Joe on the street, you guys will probably have to go to a silver shop and trade your paper in for silver. And I only buy American coins, American Silver Eagles. It's the only ones I buy.
Gotcha.
American
silver. Yep. Money of the land.
Or you could just buy rolls and rolls of quarters and anything under 1964, pull that out. I think actually I do have a couple of those that I've collected over the years, but
worth a few bucks.
Yeah, it's not a lot though. Yeah, I need to look a little bit maybe more into that.
Yep.
But
Remember what Papa Klaus says, you'll own nothing and be happy.
You'll own nothing and be happy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hot diggity.
Own something. So own something.
All right.
Yeah. Be an owner. Be an owner.
Be an owner.
Love it. Love it. All right. Well, good deal. Like I said, I obviously missed so much of the show, and I appreciate you boys carrying the torch for me here. But is there anything else we forgot that maybe we want to add before we – I mean, I still have to re-log in. Hopefully this is going to work so I can end the stream. Otherwise, I'm just going to be on my phone all night because I can't end it from my phone. So – hopefully it'll boot up over here. It looks like it's working now.
That's crazy.
But yeah.
No, is there anything else? We,
yeah, thanks for coming back. And yeah, that was an unexpected twist. I didn't see you turning that way, but it's good to see. It's good to see because everybody should realize and know that just because you know you buy into, you know, whether it be a stock or whatever asset it is, you don't have to marry it. Like Jesse said, you know, you can date it and decide to change your mind later. And it's okay to change your mind, and it's okay to make bad mistakes, all the Shiba Inu I held on to for way too long. But I still did make money on Shiba Inu, so it's not to say that you can't, but it is what it is. So yeah.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Love it.
Yeah. All right. We'll start talking on PDR. Crypto page that we got. Anything anybody's got, you know, share it there or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll go from there, you know.
I'll put the link. I'll pin it to the top of the comments here in the Facebook group and on YouTube as well. So yeah, jump over there. You got questions for Danny or Jesse there. They're pretty active in that group, so check it out. And you know, go get some gold or silver, apparently, or Bitcoin, or you know what, do your own research. This isn't financial advice. So get on over there. You guys,
that was good.
All right. Do your own research, have fun. And I'm going to try to hit the outro here and we're going to see if it works, but, you know, whatever you buy, whether it's Bitcoin, gold, silver, Shiba Inu, whatever shit coin it might be, I hope it goes to the moon. And until then, live your dreams.
Nice.
Just wanted to thank you for listening to another episode of Dense and Dreams. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or complaints, I can be reached at Dent Reaper across social media. And be sure to subscribe to the Dents and Dreams Facebook group and or YouTube channel, because that's where it'll happen if and when we go live. Thanks again.